Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It is episode 24 of the Alt Review Podcast. Joining me, as always, from what I understand, the nice and hot Corpus Christi, Texas, is Michael LaTorre. What up?
Don't sell me a dog. That's what I always say.
What?
I've been looking up old-timey phrases.
That was an old-timey phrase, sir.
Means don't lie to me.
But why? I mean, why does a dog have to be associated with something bad, Michael?
I don't know.
What are they teaching
you
down in there in Texas?
I don't know. I love dogs.
I know. You have a bunch of them at your house.
Right. They're noisy. They often make cameos in this podcast.
Yes, mine do that as well. If we had started recording about 4 minutes earlier, mine would have made a cameo in this podcast.
Yeah.
At any rate, we are here. We have an interview on the line. Michael, we have a return visitor. Who do you got for me?
Hello, June strikes back. Welcome back, Sarah and Witt.
Hi, thank you.
Hello, hello.
Now, if you guys remember right, we had Hello, June here in the 9th episode back in December. That's right, Michael. I did my homework.
Dude, you pulled that out. I didn't even know. I knew it was around there. It was in the single digits.
It's December 11th. Yeah.
That's right. We were one of the first ones. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes, you were. All right. So it's been a while. Give me an update. What has Hello June been up to since we last spoke?
Well, we put out an album. We went on a tour.
First tour ever.
Nice.
First tour ever. And we made a music video that we haven't released yet.
Yeah, hold that one. We'll talk more about that one a little bit later, but that's awesome. A tour and an album. You guys have been busy.
We have, yeah.
I mean, we're only talking, what, 4.5 months or so? That's a lot of work to do.
We like to keep busy.
There you go. I have an editor at Alt Review that keeps me pretty busy, too.
Yeah. Checking the boxes, I dig it. And love that, you know, y'all are staying active for sure. So, speaking of, you know, studio work, this is something that always interests me. What is y'all's preference if you have one, studio work or performing live, or is there kind of ebb and flow for you?
I think for me, it's sort of ebbs and flows. I think I'd probably sway towards the live playing more, but I really like the studio aspect for the creative writing and kind of working that part of my brain. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, it's I think that the last studio experience we had, we wrote the album very, very quickly, and that was a particular type of flavor of making an album. But I think that what we're starting to do now is we're starting to write the album slowly, the next album slowly and comfortably, and I'm really enjoying this new experience of not being incredibly rushed to make music to record and put out to people.
Yeah. And that's kind of just like playing live music all the time when you do that, yeah, when you're writing. So that's kind of a fun element.
Yes.
Well, speaking of live music, what can you tell me? I've never been to a Hello June show. What can you tell me about your live show?
Well, honestly, I think the songs probably sound pretty similar to the album.
Probably because on the album we recorded the core tracks with the two of us, and that was
live that way. So
yeah, so that's always going to remain constant, and we had a pretty kind of a rotating cast of characters live. We're excited because we've just been adding pedal steel lately,
yeah,
which has been a very nice addition to the live set.
We're very happy with the band that we have right now,
yeah,
the configuration. Yeah. And I think the band that we have kind of changes the flavor of what we're doing at the time. And right now I'm really enjoying this flavor.
Yeah.
It's
good synergy. Good.
Yeah, it's feeling very organic at the moment.
Yeah,
that's absolutely fantastic to hear. It's always cool to see if you're playing with different people, how that impacts your live show, and as different musicians bring their own personal flair to an already established entity. Does that flex? And it's kind of cool to hear that, you know, it sounds like for y'all, it does a little bit. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's always good to hear that the band sounds like they do on the album, of course. So that's usually the main thing patrons of concerts are looking for. So I have a question about your Hello June 1 playlist. I guess, can you tell us about that and the importance of being an ally when it comes to music consumption?
Yeah, I started making that playlist because it was kind of in response to the event of, you know, the whole Ryan Adams thing coming out. I'm a Ryan Adams fan, or I was a Ryan Adams fan, so I kind of, it interests me more than it would have if I wasn't a fan. And so I feel like that got me on this idea, not that I wasn't already there, trust me, but it made me take action on the idea that, you know, women and people of minorities just aren't super representative or represented on things a whole lot. So I was like, I'm just going to create this playlist and it's just going to have women and gender non-conforming individuals on there and just have zero men on there, just to prove that kind of there's a wealth of women out there and just people, non-men, that are very worthy of being heard and played over and over. And that's why I created that.
That's great. And the unfortunate thing about the Ryan Adams story, you know, as a fan of Fizz as well, that was really kind of shocked by all of that. It just highlights more the hurdles that women and minorities have to go through to get through, break through a business that already is full of perilous amounts of hurdles and challenges to break through.
Yeah. I think the part that really got to me was reading the number of times that people said, I stopped playing music because of Ryan Adams. That part really irked me because I feel like I have been stifled in the past in similar ways. And I think that if I can be any part of someone not doing that, even making a stupid playlist, as small as it might sound, I think that's important to me, that we're all supporting one another.
Most definitely. And it's huge to get those artists' name out there. I mean, any exposure is, you know, a great thing, whether it's a playlist that's curated by another band or whatever it is. And that's fantastic. You're using your platform to elevate others.
Yeah, thank you.
Alrighty, we're getting back to the album, and that we talked a little bit about the live stuff, and you guys said you have released an album. So to that end, tell me how you know when a song is finished.
Oh boy. Well, I think it's, for me, I feel very unsettled about it until I know it's done. And that sounds really vague, but I think up until the point that I know we can walk into the studio, play it 3 times, and keep one of those takes, then it's not finished. Right? Like, that's kind of how we worked on this last one. But that's so vague, and I'm so sorry for that.
No, it's, I get it, because, you know, I record a podcast every week, and I listen to it, you know, I probably spend, for the hour that we spend recording, I probably spend 3 to 4 hours editing. And it's just one of those things where things as simple as how much of a silence gap is between when I finished my sentence and you began yours.
Yeah.
It just...
Exactly.
Until I've listened through it and I feel okay, I can't sit here and tell you I'm almost done. I have to, I just have to listen through it and feel okay with it.
Yeah, that's true. The devil is in the details.
Yeah, exactly.
Seems like for us, in terms of finishing a song, like we've heard a lot of people say that they will start writing a song by first writing a verse and then writing a chorus and then kind of arranging the song from the beginning in that way. And it seems like we tend to work in the reverse order, where we find a feel that we like and we'll just jam on that feel for hours and hours and hours on end, and then eventually be like, okay, now we need to actually shape this into a song. And yeah, that's the part that gets kind of scary, is having to figure out how to structure this thing. And so, but then there's a threshold where suddenly it's like, oh wow, this might actually be able to be called a song, yeah, technically, in terms of structure. So it's getting to that point that is kind of tough. But
a scary point.
We like our process. So.
Yeah. I love process.
That's a cool way to take it, working your way out and then working your way down. Almost, you're starting broad, yeah, and then kind of refining it as you go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's totally what we do.
Letting it be what it needs to be.
Yeah.
For sure. So do y'all have any upcoming projects or shows that you want people to know about?
Well, one, this weekend that we're excited about is, we are, headlining a festival, called, WV Pubfest, but it is a fundraiser for West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which, we're very close to and honored to be a part of. They've been behind us for a while. We've played Mountain Stage, which is a part of, West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And so that's going to be a really exciting festival with all kinds of beer and food and arts and crafts, and we're super excited to be headlining that this weekend in around Beckley, West Virginia, something mm-hmm. in that area.
The Kind Thieves and Parachute Brigade is also playing that bunch of people. It's going to be real fun.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And then on the 18th in Morgantown, West Virginia, at 123 Pleasant Street, we're playing with Haley Flagel and Drift Now.
Fantastic. I love it. Staying active. And also, I know, Sarah, you and I have been talking a little bit over the past week or so, and I'll just say that we have some general things that we'll be collaborating on in the future and won't allude to it more than that. So they'll just have to tease people.
Okay, so I can't give any hints away.
You can give, if you want to give hints away, I mean, it's up to you.
I'm not going to give any hints away.
All right.
All I'm going to say is that it's good.
Yeah. There's been lots of exciting.
It's not as good as the Dinosaur Jr. poster that you sent me.
It's still pretty good, though. Lots of exciting messages exchanged back and forth about these ideas that we have coming up. So if y'all are interested in what those are, you'll have to stay tuned, because, you know, we're really excited to be continuing to collaborate with y'all.
Yeah, we're pumped about it.
Awesome. Well, that is all the time that we've got for the evening. Now, we, as usual, we're going to play a song of yours as our out music tonight, and tonight I think the four of us kind of decided on Handshakes. Won't you tell me a little bit about that song?
Well, we're actually releasing a video for it here in a few weeks. We created this video all ourselves. We filmed it, we wrote it, produced it. That was the first time that we really dove into doing that in the way that we did. We made some pretty big changes to a room and made a completely different world out of that room. So that was really fun. And, did some stop motion and some playing with lights. Yeah, we're pumped about it. We're pumped to see, how people take to it. Yeah.
I think that's a good teaser that for when you're listening to the song, you can just imagine what that's going to look like.
Close your eyes and imagine beautiful lights.
I like it. Definitely, when that comes a little bit closer into focus, let us know. We'd love to push that on the Alt Review site and on our social media as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I will totally keep you in that loop.
Well, thank you guys for being on tonight. We appreciate it as always. I think we're going to title this show Hello June Strikes Back, hopefully. Maybe we hopefully won't get sued back to the Stone Age by Disney. I think it'll be good times. Thanks for coming on again. We love your guys' music. Love having you on as always. If you haven't checked out Hello June's album, it's absolutely fantastic. I don't even know what you word to use. Implore you. Like, if you're not doing it, why are you doing it? Not why aren't you doing it? Like,
right,
you're listening to my voice, and I'm talking about stuff. I'm telling you about things. This is a cool thing. Go do it.
Right. There's no excuse. Go listen to Hello June right now.
It's on Spotify. It's on all the things. Go listen. It's like right there. It's 2019.
Right. Everything's at your fingertips. All right, guys. Sarah Witt.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much for coming on. You guys have a great night.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. Hello, June, right here on the Alt Review podcast.
Love those two.
Little tease action there.
Yep.
Man, you even got me. I don't even know what you're talking about with the collaboration stuff.
You got some stuff in the pipeline.
I'm just a lowly podcast producer. I don't get to know the secrets.
Only I know the secrets. And I'll never tell.
All right, secret boy. Let's keep it moving right along into reviews and recommendations for the week. Dude, great job this week.
Thank you. What's crazy, the album that we reviewed, I got that, just pulled it out of my ass. Like, I just saw it and I was like, that's a cool looking cover. And then I started listening to it and I was like, all right. Like, I was just surfing the new releases.
Yeah, it was a good one. I mean, you didn't throw me any, I'm not even going to get into it, whatever that was last week. Woof. You didn't throw me any of those. So won't you go ahead and start with the album. Let me know what you got.
Bulo Crystalline. So automatically when I heard this album, if you like alt pop, this is totally right up your alley. Like,
oh, yeah.
This is just, you know, it's got nice beats to it. Greg and I were talking earlier before we got on the air about how an iPhone doesn't do the bass in the songs justice.
Right.
Yeah, like it's got great bass lines in it. The music's simply fantastic. And Bulo has really good vocals, too. Over top of it, kind of reminds me of like Morgan Saint or Billie Eilish. A little bit of those two kind of mixed together if I was to comp, if you're looking for a reference before you check it out. So if you're into those two artists, you're gonna love this. You know, maybe a little bit more poppy than those two, but they're pretty poppy too. So I would definitely say you need to check it out. It's not very long either. I think, what, 7 songs long?
6.5.
Oh yeah, there's a transition song on it, so that goes between the album there and right in the middle. So, and it's kind of got a cool, one thing I will say about that transition song is I liked it more than I like most transition songs because it had that cool little video game effect that reminded me of like old school arcade games.
Right. I don't know. I wasn't, the only knock that I can give this album is I kind of wish one of the songs from the first three had been brought down behind that interlude. Because for me anyway, those bottom three songs after the interlude weren't as good. The interlude was a little odd for me too, just the sound of it. Now it finished up great with the drum at the end, but I liked the three songs before the interlude a lot more than after the interlude. But if that's the only thing wrong, you know what I mean? That's not really arrangement is a part of your review process when you do what we do, but those are minor gripes that maybe I'm just picking too hard. In particular, the first song, Sweet Little Lies, when the bass line drops in that song, it's just...
Dude.
Yeah, it's unreal. I actually broke my rule a while back when I first started doing this. I believe I told you that I refused to do anything outside of a round number or 0.5s.
Right.
And I'm going to have to break my own rule here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to have to give this one like a 3.8.
What? Dude, I just gave it the 4, man. I liked it. I get what you're saying. Like, I think the first three tracks were a little stronger, but the last three weren't weak by any means.
Oh, it's no, they weren't
just
bad.
Just in comparison.
No, they weren't bad. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I was trying to say at all.
Right. And I know I'm just trying to clarify for everybody, like, they weren't weak at all. It was just when you look in comparison, it's like, you know, two good things. One's just maybe not as good.
So. Right. It's like the Super Bowl that gets won on the last second field goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. The best way I can think of to describe it.
Right. But I gave it a 4 out of 5. I dug it. Like, I'm into like that Morgan Saint kind of sound that, you know, this was right up my alley. So like I'm pretty diverse in what I listen to. And so when I, any kind of alt pop like this, with good bass lines and good musical arrangements, like, you got me hook, line, sinker.
All right, moving on to Catfish and the Bottlemen. Two All was the track. We didn't do the entire album, just did the track.
Yeah, that one's not out yet.
Yeah, the track has been dropped. And, I mean, I didn't take extensive notes on this song, but that's not to... It's not because it wasn't a good song. I enjoyed listening to the song, and I'm sure I'll add that song to my playlist. I really don't know how to describe what I'm thinking here. It wasn't bad at all, but there was nothing that blew my mind like that crazy bass line in the album we just reviewed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm an unabashed Catfish in the bottom and nut, so... For me, this is not among their best work, but it's still a damn good song. It has a killer hook. Like, I'll give it that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the lead up just isn't what it normally is, because normally Catfish and the Bottlemen come kicking the doors in right out the gate. And I think maybe the lead up to the hook wasn't as good as what I'm used to with their stuff, but it's still a great song.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I did too. So up next we had the Chainsmokers. They just released two new singles, Kills You Slowly and Who Do You Love with 5 Seconds of Summer, that collaboration there. So we'll start with Kills You Slowly. It was true to its name, a little bit of a slower track, kind of alt-pop sound to it, had a nice little beat to it. I would have liked if it had more bass, just for me personally. It was kind of had more high beats to it than low beats. And so that was kind of sticking out to me throughout the song. But, I mean, that's a minor gripe, I think. And I thought the vocals were good. I thought it was pretty solid. But it wasn't. It was kind of what, to your point of the Catfish and the Bottlemen track earlier, is it didn't just blow me away.
Right. I was the same way. I gave it a 4 out of 5. It was a good song. Great music, good vocals, good song. It just didn't blow my mind. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, not every song is going to come out like Sucker Punch from Sigrid did.
Right. You know,
that was one of those shockers. It was like, holy cow, what have we been missing here? But, you know, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I enjoyed the song.
Yeah, I gave it a 3 out of 5 just because I wanted a little more, but that's not a bad 3 out of 5 by any means. Did you have a preference from between Kills You Slowly and Who Do You Love?
Not really. They both scored the same. You know, it was very much the same situation. It was great music, good vocals, 4 out of 5, but didn't necessarily blow the top off.
See, for me, I much preferred Who Do You Love because I loved how that song picked up at the hook. And so that feature of the song kind of gave it to a 4 for me, as opposed to the 3 on the other one, because I think that that's what the other one was missing for me, is it was a little flat. Still a good song. Would listen to it again in a heartbeat. But this one, just that upward motion of we're coming up to the rising action, I was all about it. Like, they had me in. I was like, yes! Like, I was ready for it to go.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, I liked them both equally. I was, you know, right there with both of them. Moving on to the final song we have is Insomniac by Dreamers. And this one, it wasn't a bad song, it just got my lowest rating.
Yeah?
It was a good song, it just wasn't at the level of the others that we listened to this week. So, you know, for me, it kind of, you know, the level of the other songs kind of hurt this one because this is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's probably not fair, but... you know, just to give you points of reference, I just didn't feel like this song was as good as all of the rest, but it was still a good song nonetheless. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was with it. I loved the guitar on it, and I thought the hook was really good. Those two pieces gave it a 3.5 out of 5 for me, but I think I'm with you. Like, just in comparison, I don't think it was better than anything from the Bulo album at all.
No, me either.
And that goes without saying, I don't think it was better than anything else that we reviewed. I think that, maybe Kills You Slowly for me by the Chainsmokers, maybe I preferred this one to that a little bit, but you know, the difference is negligible.
Nice word. College edumacated guy, you.
Oh, snap.
All right. Now we're going to move on to feature of the week. What was it you said earlier? I am not going to sell you a dog. Not going to lie to you. Mine's going to win. It should win.
I will admit, yours does what we talked about for the criteria of this really, really well.
Yes. Now, with that, you know, let's let them in on that. The feature of the week this week is best back-to-back albums on a song. Now, that doesn't mean you can go to any songs on an album. Got a little backwards there. That doesn't mean you can go pick an album out and, you know, pick two songs that are next to each other. No. These have to be songs that transition into, you know, the first one transitions into the second one.
They're intertwined.
Intertwined.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. So I'm really excited about mine because it was one. This is one of the best ones I've ever heard of it. Had that I've ever heard of this happening. And I've also had the opportunity to see this perform live. And so mine's Third Eye Blind, Faster and Blinded, or When I See You is also the working title of that, off of Out of the Vein by Third Eye Blind. And so that's the album that Stephen Jenkins wrote after his divorce or breakup with Charlize Theron. And so there's just a lot, like, yeah, the whole album is just right full of, like, raw emotion. Like, I'm looking at Greg's face right now, and he's like, what?
Now, I was going to say something, but I probably shouldn't.
I'm going to earn us a... explicit rating or something?
No, not at all. No, I'm just carry on. because you okay. don't pick at me because I'll say it.
Okay. So anyway, Faster starts out, and you know, honestly, I don't know if I should talk about what the song's about because that might give us an explicit rating.
Right. No, you gotta go look that up yourself.
Right.
We're not telling you.
I'll just put it this way. In typical Stephen Jenkins song, it's about something that is either like not what you would typically write a song about, and it doesn't at all sound like it would be. So there's, when I went and saw them play this song live, there's just a bunch of people singing along to this, and they have no idea what the hell they're singing. So I'm like,
that's fair.
I'm like, yep. Yep. All right. That's cool. And then same thing with the second song, which I'll just put it this way. They're both about sex in some manner. And so I won't get any
more. We're not going to go any further than that.
All right.
So there was a lyric in your second song, because we actually played these songs for each other before we started. And he went first, and I'm just sitting here, and I was kind of doing other things and, you know, getting set up for the show, and his song was playing. And he started laughing at one point, and I kind of looked up, and he's like, the look on your face when that lyric went through was just funny.
Yeah, it's, I don't even know, I don't want to go, I don't know, I don't know how deep we should go into that, so.
No, we're not going to go any deeper than, if you can surprise me with a lyric, then you're doing pretty good.
And it just comes out of nowhere. That's why, like, Stephen Jenkins is just masterful songwriter, and he just inserts these things into these songs, and you're just like, that should stick out to me like even more than it does, but it just fits and it just works. And so to talk a little bit about the transition as to why I picked it, the guitar just rings out on Faster. And then instantly the drums kick in for Blinded. And it's just a beautiful transition. You can't even tell. Like, if you were to just listen, I told Greg when I was playing it, I said, all right, Blinded just started. Because you wouldn't even be able to tell, at least initially, that it's a new song until it gets going. But when I saw it live and they played, there was the first two songs they played in concert. Like the crowd lost their like freaking mind. They went absolutely insane because they did it in the order that they did it on the album. And, you know, they did it the same way. And it was absolutely incredible. One of the coolest moments I've seen in a concert that I've gone to. And, you know, Third Eye Blind shows are just generally kind of raucous affairs, and just kind of throw that out there. So just so you know that if you're going to go to a Third Eye Blind show, it's generally kind of rowdy. Just to warn you, so probably don't bring your kids.
Well, speaking of rowdy, my choice, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to say that the kind of rowdy that I see at my band show is a little bit more rowdy than a Third Eye Blind show. My choice is Gone Sovereign Absolute Zero from House of Golden Bones Part 1 Stone Sour. You know, Corey Taylor has, it's like a rock voice was placed in that man. He's a great vocalist. As far as the transition goes, they nailed it with this, as far as, you know, if that's a category you're looking for, this Gone Sovereign transitions into Absolute Zero seamlessly. They're definitely, it's weird because they're definitely both your typical rock song, but there's a different mood to each one. And Absolute Zero, I told Michael before we started recording, that song contains my favorite line from any song ever. And it's there toward the end, he says, "The hate isn't fake, it's just inferred." And that is, those are probably, you know, two of my absolute favorite songs anyway. And, you know, they seamless transition, great tunes for me.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. They do have some great transitions there. And, with the backing chorus. I don't even know if I want to call it a chorus. I don't know what I would call that.
That sound that they make, that
Yeah. I don't even know what I would call that, but yeah, that carries through, and then it just carries through to the second track all the way through. It's pretty kick-ass. I will give it that.
Right, that's the very last sound you hear on that on Absolute Zero.
Mm-hmm. And that hook on the second track is killer.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. Like I am not the biggest Slipknot Stone Sour fan, but I will always acknowledge talent when I see it. And Corey Taylor is one of the most talented vocalists in music. Just because dude can scream, dude has vocal chops, and if you want to argue about that, then you haven't listened to Stone Sour, because dude can sing. It's just simple as that.
Yeah, he's. Honestly, it's funny. I wasn't that big into Stone Sour until the missus and I got together, and she had told me she had never seen Stone Sour live, and she really wanted to. So I got, for Christmas that year, I got her tickets to the House of Blues in Cleveland, and we went up there, and we trekked through knee-deep snow through the streets of Cleveland to make our way to the House of Blues, and I think we've seen them a couple more times live since.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I like it. Cleveland is, when it snows,
Yeah, it was so bad.
That's bravery right there. I like it.
Well, it was funny because it's a funny little story here. I left straight from work, ran home, picked her up, and off we went. We didn't even stay in Cleveland that night. We drove back that night.
Oh, yeah, dude, I do that all the time.
Yeah, and so it continued to snow after we went into the show and continued to snow until we got home to Columbus. Like, it was, by the time we got home, we drove back from Cleveland at, like, I don't know, I think top speed may have been 25.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it took a long-ass time to get back from Cleveland, but I had gone straight from work. And I always carry a knife in my pocket.
Oh, no.
Always have. And it was a pretty expensive knife. It was a Smith & Wesson knife. And I get to the door, and the guy... The guy pats me, and he's like, "Hey, oh, you can't take that in there." I'm like, "Oh, crap, I forgot about it." He goes, "Well, you can take it back to your car and then just come back in." And, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, the mile and a half away car in that snow... And that, you know what, just keep it, man. Just keep the knife. You can have it. I'm going to go watch the show. You can have the knife.
There you go.
And no. I've actually lost 5 knives that way, so.
Oh, my gosh. See, Susan and I do that all the time. We go see shows, and then we go back that same night. And so, one of us will drive up, and one of us will drive back. And I will tell you, dude, we go see shows in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, New Braunfels, but... A lot of those drives, Texas is a big state for those of you who haven't been here. And there's not enough stuff to fit in the state, because there's times when you're driving and it's 2 in the morning and there's just nothing. It's straight up black. You can't see beyond your headlights.
You're worried about hitting the chupacabra.
Right. It is nuts. I've never seen total darkness like that. It's like you're in a cave. can't imagine it, because you're out in the middle of this freaking plain and they're just cactus everywhere and cacti, and you're just driving around in the middle of the night. And I'm like, man, if I broke down out here, do I have a cell phone reception? I don't even know right now. But
just need to get you a bullhorn.
Right. But that's one of the things I always think about when I'm driving home from a show here in Texas. I'm like, damn, this is out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Luckily, it's not that bad here. There's some dark spots between Cleveland and Columbus, but I think the constant snow falling, and I was more concerned about keeping that unit on the asphalt rather than anywhere else I might have ended up. So,
right. You know.
I wasn't too awful worried about the darkness as much as I was worried about, woo, it's slippery.
I was just worried about what was in the darkness.
Right. What was out there past what I can see.
Right. I was like, I can't see a damn thing. And there's no one around. Like, I was the only car. And I'm like, this is like life on Mars. This is like, I was thinking Bowie in my head. Like, this is what I imagine driving around on Mars would be like. Just don't even know. Like, it's the other world landscape.
Nice. All right. We will let you decide for that. We're not going to do a fan. I don't think we're going to do a fan vote or anything like that for this one. You just decide if you need to let us know what you think. You can hit us up on Instagram, on Facebook, on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know where to find us. If you have an opinion and would like to share, please do.
I object.
I object. We are going to move on to highlight the site. Of course, the site itself, www.altreview.com. Michael, what are you highlighting this week, sir?
Dude, I'm pumped. We got a brand new, well, it kind of turned out like it was weird how this happened. So Nick had a situation come up, so he couldn't do his electronic playground this week. And so I was like, oh, maybe you can just write something on Sunday and don't worry about it. And so he was like, maybe I should do electronic playground on Sunday. And I was like, but electronic playground's on Saturday. Like, that's just weird. And so
that is, listen, just to give you all a little insight, that is no joke. That is something you can't mess around with for this man. He will lose his mind.
Right. I'm like, maybe we should just write something new. And so Nick came up with a really great idea, so I'll give him credit for that. He came up with the hashtag Sunday Funday set list. And so what he has is, for those of you celebrating Sunday Funday, you know, I don't know if you know what that is, but there's Urban Dictionary. You can look it up.
To Sunday with some libations.
Right. So I'm not going to tell you all the songs he put on there, but I just tell you two of them. So he put some Father John Misty, Mr. Tillman, and some Night Riot's Contagious. The rest of the songs I'll let you go find for yourself. But he includes the music videos for you on there, so you can just press play on them, bad boys, and have your playlist right there. So it's a legit little, nice little playlist and an article for you. So check it out. And I talked to him, and I was like, hey, what do you think about having this every week? And he was like, yeah, okay. So I got an extra feature out of it. So it worked out.
Yeah, he is awesome. He is. He's a hell of a writer, and you know what, the articles that he does for the site are fantastic.
Love it.
All right, I have the Bloody Classics, and this was Thursday.
Yeah,
this past Thursday, The Fall, going way back to 1980, and great article. Go read it. There's no excuse. If you ain't read,
Karis pulls out the deep cuts, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She does. She does. If you there's no excuse. Go read the article. If it's your mom's birthday, sneak into the bathroom for a minute, read the article.
Send her the article.
Send your mom the article.
Happy birthday.
Right. Well, you might want to send more than just the article for her birthday. Come on, Michael. Go get punched in the head by mom.
Right.
All right, my man. Well, that is all the time we have for the evening already.
Dang.
Right, that just flew by. Like,
it did.
This is going to be a super easy edit, though, because we didn't jack stuff up too much.
Right. Like, no retakes.
Right. Like, last week we had... Listen, at some point we're going to put out an outtakes show. It will have the explicit tag. Just, we ain't even going to joke around and try to pretend that it won't, because it will. And there have been some things that have been recorded that we had to take out of the show that we can't just, you can't just throw that out there without warning somebody. So that is coming. I don't know when. It's probably going to be about a 15-20 minuter. We're just going to drop that out, put a little line about it, and let you guys go enjoy the shenanigans that take place prior to the edit and making everything sound like we know what we're doing.
Right, right. And a lot of them involve me saying something that I shouldn't say on this podcast.
Yes. Yes, I am, as they jokingly call the FCC Big Brother, I am literally Big Brother and figuratively Big Brother because sometimes Michael gets a little animated, he gets the power of the Ultimate Warrior, and he drops an F-bomb.
Yep.
He's not even going to deny it. All right, well, we got to get rolling. Make sure, stay tuned, listen to the end for Hello June Handshakes. Keep an eye out on altreview.com. We are going to, well, I don't know if it'll be on .com, it'll probably be on the social medias. As soon as we know when that music video that they are putting out drops, we will let you know. With all that being said, I am GP. That is Michael LaTorre. We are Alt Review. Be good or be good at it. We are out.
All things alt, always. Yeah.